Welcome to Balanced Wellness. I am your host, Kaylee Aldridge. If you are looking to create balance in your life, you are in the right spot. I know how stressful and overwhelming life can be, so I will be here each week to inspire, educate, and empower you to create a blissfully balanced lifestyle that includes four parts of self: mental, spiritual, physical, and emotional. I'm so eager to guide you on your wellness journey. Thank you so much for being here. Let's dive in. Something brand new that I want to share with you guys really quickly, and that is my free 3-day guided meditation. So if you have listened to this podcast long enough, you know that I am a firm believer that taking care of our mind is just as important as taking care of our body. So today I'm so excited to announce the launch of my free 3-day guided meditation that will help you relax, reduce stress, reduce anxiety, and improve your overall well-being, because I know that life can be so overwhelming at times. And that's why it's important to really take a step back and focus on our mental health. So over the course of 3 days, you'll learn different techniques to calm your mind, calm your body, and increase your productivity and focus. So whether you're a beginner or you're an experienced meditator, this meditation is perfect for anybody looking to improve their mental health and well-being. So you can go to my website, balancedwellnessllc.co, and at the very top, you'll see a button that says listen here and find your inner peace. You can click on that, or I will have the link down in the show notes. So I'm really excited for you to check out this meditation and really have it begin a journey for you towards more peaceful and fulfilling days and even a life. So sit back, relax, and enjoy this guided meditation. Hey guys, welcome back to the podcast. Let's dive in today and talk about skincare tips. I feel like having a solid skincare routine and having all the skincare things, if you will, products, are becoming more of a, I don't know if it's a trend or if it's a fad or if it's just awareness in general. I'm not mad about it. I don't have to say that I'm mad about it, of the awareness of skincare, but I definitely just feel like there is a lot more awareness around skincare. I mean, my 10-year-old daughter is always like asking me about skincare and wanting to buy skincare and just looking at my skincare. I'm like, what is a fascination? I'm like, I can tell you that when I was 10, I could care less about skincare and I was rarely washing my face except for like in the shower or in the bath, right? But I think it's a good thing that people are becoming more aware, especially younger ones. But I also do know that there's still some things out there that people are like, oh, I didn't know that, or I didn't realize that, or I didn't think that mattered. So we're going to dive in and talk about those things today so that you can feel more confident when you're shopping for skincare and whenever you're using your skincare, you can just feel confident that you made the right choice. So I'm just going to dive in and share a bunch of different just random thoughts and tips that I came across when I was sitting down to write this podcast out. So the number one thing is always being consistent with your skincare routine. So some women, you know, when I talk to them, they're like, well, I feel like my face feels really, really good some weeks. And then other weeks it's like, oh, it feels so dry, or it feels, you know, maybe like the texture of it is off. And that can be several different things that we're going to dive into. And one of them can just be the consistency of your skincare routine. So if you don't feel like you're consistently washing your face morning and night, that is definitely something you want to start doing. So especially at night, obviously, you know, we have dirt and germs and the air and our makeup on our face all day long. You definitely want to wash your face every single night before you go to bed and get all that dirt, all that grime, all that makeup off of your face, off of your pores. And that way your skin cells can turn over as you're sleeping. They actually repair themselves as you're sleeping. So when your makeup is clogging those pores, it's harder for your skin cells to turn over and repair and do their natural job while you're sleeping. So giving your skin and your bodies the chance to do that natural process that it loves to do whenever you go to bed is crucial to not have makeup on your face and have a nice clean face. So always wash your face before you go to bed. And then I wash my face again in the morning. So sometimes I'll just do like just a little bit of a cleanser, just a tiny bit, just to wash my face, because we do, you know, like our pillowcase, if we don't wash it very often, or if we maybe slobber our drool while we're sleeping, you know, that is all accumulating again on our face. So giving your face a nice little refresh in the morning is always good. I don't wash it like crazy sauce like I do at night, but I do use a smaller amount of my serum or my cleanser in the morning. But you do want to make sure that you're washing your face in the morning, especially if you're going to the gym and working out before you start getting ready for the day. Definitely washing off all that sweat and all those germs is key. So Consistent skincare routine is important. Another thing that's really important is making sure that your skincare has sunscreen in it. At least SPF 30 is really what they're recommending these days. So, I mean, you know, and that's just for the basic reasons. A lot of people, you know, whenever you go outside, if you already have makeup on, you don't put, and you're at the pool or the beach, you don't put sunscreen over that, right? You're going to mess it up. So finding a skincare that has, especially like a moisturizer that has SPF in it is great, because it's going to protect your skin against sun damage. Obviously, it's going to prevent premature aging, prevent skin cancer, prevent sunburn. All of those things that, you know, prevent us from having youthful and healthy looking skin. So SPF is huge. You can have it in your foundation and your skincare if you want to kind of do a double whammy, but definitely having it in your moisturizer is great, to protect yourself. And not even, you know, in the summertime, like having it in your skincare all year long is even better, because you know, even in the winter time, whenever we're driving or it's a really sunny day, there are still UV rays out there, right? They're not as strong as they are maybe in the summertime, but you're still getting that exposure and you want to protect yourself all the time. So don't think that you just have to switch to a sun or a skincare that has SPF in it just in the summertime. You should be using it all year long to protect your skin. And while we're on that, making sure that when you use your SPF, your moisturizer, that you're taking your skincare down onto your neck and into your chest area. So have you ever seen like, you know, sometimes people have a really, really pretty smooth face and then their neck and their chest area is really wrinkly or just has more like deeper lines or fine lines. That's because how often do we go in the shower and wash that area? You know, for some reason, like we don't, but if we do wash that area, it's just with regular soap, right? But that area of your body is getting exposed to sun all the time, just like our faces, but we're doing very little to protect it. Like how often do you think to put sunscreen on your neck? Probably not a whole heck of a lot, right? So making sure that whenever you're using your skincare, I wash my face down onto my neck and to my chest when I'm in the shower. Every morning, I don't really do it at night. I'll take it down to like on the tip of my neck whenever, like with my washcloth, but making sure that you're using your skincare down onto your décolleté area, as they call it, but down onto your neck and your chest is really important to help prevent those fine lines, those wrinkles, and kind of those deeper wrinkles that can occur like in that neck and chest area. So taking all your skincare down onto your neck and your chest, kind of like to that collarbone area, and maybe even a little bit deeper than your collarbone, you can do that too. If you feel like you're not great at putting like SPF on your chest, especially in that area. Cause if you got like a V-neck shirt on or even like a crew neck shirt, like a scoop neck, you know, that's always getting exposed all throughout the year and we're not doing anything to protect it. So taking everything down across or down to your neck, to your chest. If you forget to like do your serums and your toners and stuff down there, that's fine. But making sure that you're getting your sunscreen, like your SPF, your moisturizer down there is a really good tip that you make sure you want to start doing to prevent those fine lines and wrinkles down there. Okay, another one is making sure that you're using the right skincare. So I know this might sound really like, well, duh. But whenever I used to work for a company and we did a lot of skincare type of things, it's amazing how often people are using skincare that's not even for their skin type. So maybe they're using a skincare that's designed for oily skin when they really don't have oily skin. They might just have like normal to dry skin more than oily, but they think that just because their nose like has oil on it every once in a while that they have oily skin, right? So that's more of like a combination skincare type. And sometimes people are like, oh, my skin is so dry or it's so sensitive, but then they're not using a sensitive skincare, right? So making sure that you really, truly understand your skincare type and that you are using products that support your skincare type. And you're not just buying a product because it's on sale or it's cheaper when really it doesn't benefit your skincare type. So really work to understand that. If you guys need help with any of that, I'm here for you. I can help you understand your skincare type and find some skincare that works for you. But just be really mindful of buying the right skincare for you and not buying it just because it's on sale or just because, you know, it's cheaper. Really making sure that you're shopping and you're getting the skincare that your body, your personal skin needs, your personal skincare type. Another one is making sure that you also get enough sleep and manage your stress. So stress can cause those fine lines and wrinkles, not getting enough sleep. Again, your skin cell turnover happens when you're sleeping. So if you're not getting a whole lot of sleep and you feel like your eyes are puffy or you have more fine lines, it might be your sleep. Sorry, my computer went off. 1 second. I knew that was going to happen. I swore I just turned this off. Sometimes I turn my computer into focus mode and it doesn't do it. I don't know what the deal is with that. So anyway, getting enough sleep and managing your stress will help make sure that your skin stays youthful and free of those fine lines and wrinkles. Also using an eye cream. So I recommend, again, whenever I was working for a skincare company, I recommended anytime over the age of 18, starting to use an eye cream. So as we get into our, into our 20s and even our 30s, that skin around our eyes will start becoming more delicate and it will start to kind of thin out, if you will, for lack of better words. And if we're not protecting that area of our eyes, you'll notice more fine lines and wrinkles, puffiness, dark circles, things like that will start occurring in that area. So using an eye cream at a young age, I think is a great idea, but you can never use an eye cream you can never start too soon. I mean, you don't really need to use one before that. Middle schoolers and high schoolers to me do not need to be using an eye cream really. But making sure that like college, high school, or college and beyond, that you're using an eye cream because that area of your eye will start to age first and it will start to thin out first. That's one of the areas on your body that it's under your eyes, your neck, and the back of your hands. If you didn't know that, fun fact for you today. And then making sure that you're using an eye cream that is exactly what you need. So if you have fine lines and wrinkles around your eyes, using an eye cream that does just that. If you have dark circles, making sure you're finding an eye cream that helps with dark circles and not just like a generic eye cream, kind of like earlier talking about buying skincare for your skin type. Also making sure that when you're buying it for eye creams, that you're buying it for exactly what you need, like puffiness, dark circles, fine lines and wrinkles, right? Hydration, any of that applies. So I think when you're younger, I think just like a good hydrating eye cream is great. And then when you get a little bit older, you know, finding anything that helps with those dark circles, maybe having something with like a retinol or a vitamin C in it, some really good antioxidants, it's a great idea. So, and then also whenever you're using your eye cream, making sure that you're always applying your eye cream with your ring fingers. So those, your second fingers, your ring fingers, they apply the least amount of pressure out of all your other fingers. So making sure that you're not putting your eye cream on with like your pointer finger and your ring fingers, those fingers are heavier and you don't want to drag and pull that area around your eye and make any of those fine lines worse or kind of exaggerate that area of the skin. You want to make sure that you're really applying it very delicately in that area around your eyes. So always patting it really gently with your ring fingers is the best way to apply your eye cream. So, all right, another one is making sure that you clean your makeup brushes. I think this is something that we don't think about when it comes to making sure you have youthful, great skin and having a good solid skincare routine is that, you know, a lot of times we are using those makeup brushes, right, every single day, and we're not washing them, we're not rinsing them, we're not cleaning them, and we're not getting the buildup of that makeup off, and then also the bacteria that can start to build up on those makeup brushes as well. So making sure that you're washing and cleaning your makeup brushes as often as you can, you know, once a week, maybe every other week, to prevent the buildup of bacteria and that makeup that can just, you know, be just shroom shroosh all over your face is really key to making sure that your skincare routine and your just your skin in general just stays really healthy and not any extra germs and bacteria on our face that we do not want. Another thing is drinking plenty of water to stay hydrated. So One of the benefits of drinking water, of course, is staying hydrated. And the hydration, keeping your skin, you know, whenever you're hydrated, your skin stays more hydrated, right? So it doesn't get as dry. So if you feel like your face is dry all the time, maybe try upping your water intake and seeing if that makes a difference. I promise you it might, because whenever we're dehydrated on the inside of our body, that's going to show on the outside of our body too. So if you're a chronic dry skin person, drink some extra water, see if that helps. Because when you have hydrated skin, then your face is a little bit more plump and you also have less fine lines and wrinkles when your skin is hydrated. So, I always think of it as, you know, in the desert is a lot of cracks in the ground, right? Because it's dry there, right? They didn't get a whole lot of rain. The rain is like moisture to the ground, right? And then whenever you're in places like, you know, I don't know, regular places like, let's say the jungle or places where it rains more, there's no, that's lush, right? And that's not dry. It's not cracked like the desert because they get rain, they get moisture. So I always think of my face like a desert. And if I don't give it the proper, you know, water that it needs through drinking water, if I don't moisturize it the way that I need to keep it hydrated, it's going to get dry and cracky just like a desert. And we don't want that, because that's the dry and crackness causes those deeper fine lines and wrinkles that, of course, none of us want. Another thing is to avoid touching your face throughout the day. I know this can be really hard. I'm a teary-eyed person, so I rub my eyes a lot. And I don't know why I'm a teary-eyed person. I just am. But it's frustrating to me because sometimes it's like, oh, I have to rub my eye to like keep it from watering, right? And so if you are one that rubs your eyes a lot, or if you touch your face a lot, and you feel like you have a lot of, cystic acne, or if you just feel like you have a lot of pimples or blemishes, it might be because of the way you're sitting with your hand on your face. So if you sit at your computer a lot and you put, you know, you kind of cradle your cheek into the palm of your hand, or if, you know, I notice some people like put their fist to the side of their cheek a lot, just be mindful of that. And just know that anytime that you're putting your hand to your face, or if, like, I know some people that just rub their whole face all the time. Just think of all the dirt and the germs that are on your face, on your hands, and then you're putting that straight onto your face, right? And if we're not washing our face, then we're clogging those pores. We're putting all that extra germ and bacteria in our pores. And then if we're not washing it, it's just staying trapped into our skin. So that's why a lot of times, like I said, we can notice things like, you know, uneven skin tone, or maybe rough patches on our skin, or maybe blemishes or cystic acne. All of that can start to happen if we're touching our face a lot. The last and final thing that's super fun is using a silk pillowcase. So this, I jumped on this trend, I don't know, what was it, like 5 years ago? And I was just like, oh my gosh, I can't believe I'm doing this. This is so dumb. But I can tell you that I have noticed a huge difference with my silk pillowcase when I sleep with it at night. It is, you know, silk pillowcases, they say, helps to prevent fine lines and creases on your face. And, you know, if you're consistently sleeping in the same position, you'll start getting those creases on your face, right? And they'll just stay permanently rather than just, you know, as our skin ages and we lose that elasticity, that those creases and those fine lines from our pillow will actually just start staying there. So using a silk pillowcase can actually help to prevent creases and wrinkles on like specific sides of your face. And I definitely can notice this. And I just love my silk pillowcase now. Like at first I was just like, this is so weird. It's like, you know, silky and it's cool. And then after I started sleeping with it, it's like, I appreciate my silk pillowcase and I look forward to putting my face on it because it feels so good. So if you don't sleep with a silk pillowcase, I encourage you to try it and see how you like it, because I can probably bet that you're going to love it. My daughter sleeps with one because she used to sleep like and cuddle in our bed. And she's like, this feels so good. So we got her one, I don't know, for Christmas or her birthday or something 1 year. And she's like, it just does. It just feels so good on your skin. And I'm like, I know, I would agree with you. And nowadays it's like, you know, 5 years ago, it was, you know, hard to find them. And it's like, if you went somewhere and asked people for a silk pillowcase, they're like, what? But I think you can literally get them on Amazon now. You can get them at Target. I mean, you can literally get them anywhere now. So yeah, a good old silk pillowcase can help prevent those fine lines and crevices in the side of your face and those creases. So, all right, here are some tips for you guys. So I hope you guys enjoyed these skincare tips. Just remember to always stay consistent with washing your face, use sunscreen that has SPF, stay hydrated. and putting your skincare, applying it down onto your neck and to your chest. Those are probably my biggest tips for skincare, and making sure that you're doing those things to help make your skin look more youthful and that we can have that glowing, beautiful skin forever, right? That would be lovely. All right, guys, talk to you later. Hey there, real quick before you go, I would love for you to join me over in my private Facebook group called Balanced Wellness with Kaylee Aldridge. If you would love to just see a little bit more of my content, stay up to date with any events that I have going on, both online and in person, that is an amazing way to stay up to date and plus just to get to know me a little bit better as well. So the link for that is down in the show notes, but it's Balanced Wellness with Kaylee Aldridge. One last thing too, I would love for you to rate, review, and share the podcast. We are in the top 5% of podcasts globally, but of course, I'm always looking to grow my audience and then also just spread the word a little bit more about what we love to talk about here on the podcast. So it's totally free. You can rate it, review it, and share it, and I would greatly appreciate it. So thank you again for tuning in, and I'll talk to you soon.